Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin Gimel. We left off at Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis Tan Rabbanan, two lines after the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, also by Zev Belsky Lezecher Nishmas, his grandfather, Harav Yehoshua Yitzchak ben David, Alav Hashalom Neshamash Avin Aliyah, also Lezechus Rufus Shalema for Avram Yaakov ben Shana, also by Jordan Gelman for appreciation of the Daf Yomi Shiurim. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again, as we said, on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss first, how do we define a person's Makom Dira, meaning if all the residents of a Chatzer need to join in an Erev, and whoever doesn't join Asur on all the other residents, well, what counts as a resident of the Chatzer? And what counts as a place of residence? Is it the place where a person eats? Is it the place where a person sleeps? What if a person has multiple residents in multiple cities? What if a person has many wives that live in different places? How do we define where a person's residence is? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, what if you have people who are already joined in an Eruv within their Chatzer, but now they want to join with another Chatzer? Do all of the people who already joined in that Eruv need to now actively participate in joining with the neighboring Chatzer, or can they have one representative represent the entire group? Then the Gemara is going to discuss where we measure Tchum Shabbos from for yeshiva students who eat in one place and sleep in another place. The Gemara is then going to discuss three different questions relating to Av Ubno Vaharav Utalmido. What that relationship means, Legabe Hilchas Erevin, in terms of whether they're separated from each other. Well, we'll discuss three different questions relating to Av Ubno Rav Utalmido. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss various dinim of Eruvei Chatzeros and Shituvei Mavuos, when you have Chatzeros that open up into a Mavoi, and we're going to get into details on Amud Beis about what exactly the picture that the Mishnah's drawing is. What type of Chatzeros are we talking about that the Mishnah discusses? So let's begin two lines after the Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Beis on Beis. Tan Rabban Mishio Shal Beis Shar Achsadra Umar Pesas. Let's say a person has a beis shar, a small guard booth where the Shomer HaPesach would stand by the opening of the chatzer, an achsadra, a place that's surrounded by mechitzos on three sides, and it has a roof on the top, and it's like a porch in front of the house, or a marpesas, which is when each of the residents has their own Pesach. They make like this long porch in front of the doorways, the whole length of the upper floor, and everyone goes up one ladder to the marpeses, and through that they go into their apartments on the second floor. So b'chatzer chavero, you have an area like that in somebody else's chatzer. You don't live in that chatzer. All you have is a beis shar nachsadro or a marpeses in that chatzer. So reza eino oser alav. So the halach is you don't aser on the bala chatzer. You can't aser tiltil because those places are not a makom di. And only if you have a makom dira in the chatzer can you actually aser. Beis ha-teven, beis ha-bakar, beis ha-eitzim, beis ha-otzaros. If you have a place that's meant for storage, to store straw or cattle or wood or an otzar of yayin or shemen or tavu or something like that, but you don't actually live there, then hareza osar lav. Then the owner of the beis ha-teven or these other different houses does aser on the other members of the chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Eino Osar Al Makom Dira Bilvad. What are you talking about? You don't live in your Beis HaBakar. You don't live with the cattle. So that's not your Makom Dira. So why in the world would you aser? Would you aser on the other residents? So before we go any further, the Mishnah on Peivav is going to have a Machlokas Tanaim about a Beis Dira that you don't live in for this Shabbos. The Rameir holds the Baladira still asers on the rest of the Bnei Chatzer, and Rabbi Yehuda holds he does not aser on the rest of the Bnei Chatzer. So this brisa of Beis HaTeven, the Rishonu point out, the Revivan and the Meiri point out, that these batim are ra'ui ledira, and therefore they do aser, whereas a Beis Shar, Achsadru, Marpeses are not ra'ui ledira. So you see, even though you don't actually live in these areas, there's no way you live in a Beis HaOtzer, in a Beis HaBakar, or anything like that, but it is something that is ra'ui ledira. It's large enough to serve as a dira. It's structurally perfectly good for a dira, but you don't actually live there, that nevertheless it would still count. Meaning the Tanakama of this brisa is Rabbi Meir of the Mishnah over there. However, Tosos and the Tosos HaRash write that over here we're talking about where you put a little bit of Tevin in the Beis HaTevin, and and these other places you put some of your objects, and the Tanakam is telling me that even though it's not the place where you live, it's a place where you're just keeping stuff, that's enough to aser, because by placing your items there, it's considered ki'ilu, you live there. It's like kids in school sometimes, I mean, a kid would come late to class, why are you late? Oh, my knapsack's there, so yeah, my item's there, so that's ki'ilu that I'm there. So a person puts his stuff there, so that would be considered a partial makam dira. That's how the Balei HaTosfos seem to understand. Amrav Yudah Meisim Ben Nafcha Shailu Chamish Chatzeros. Shubita says there was a story with Ben Nafcha who had five different Chatzeros in each one in a separate Mavui Bu'usha in the city of Usha, and one of them he lived in, and the other one was a Beis HaTeven or a Beis HaEitzim or something like that. Uba Meisil Fnei Chachamim. And they asked the Chacham, the Shailo, which Mavui is he gonna aser on? Which one is he gonna create problems for? Because that's his Makom Dira. Vamru Einu Oser El Beis Dira Bavad. Only the one that he actually lives. Only that does he have to participate in the Shituvei Mavuos. So Beis Dira Salkadaitach. You think that the Chacham responded Beis Dira asers? Sounds like any bias that's Ra'ui L'Dira would aser, even if you don't actually live there. But Rabbi himself said that you need a Makom Dira. Sounds like you do have to actually live there. So how could Rabbi Yudah bring from this araya from this Maisa to his Shita? This Maisa is exactly against his Shita. This Maisa says that anywhere that's a base Dira, Ella Ema Makom Dira. No, what the Chacham must have responded is, the only place that's actually going to answer is the place that he actually lives, not the base Dira, not any place that is a base Dira. So my Makom Dira, what is it, what's called a Makom Dira of a person? Meaning what type of usage does a person have to have in that house in order for it to be considered a makom dira for that person to then aser? I mean, what's called living? What do you have to do there for it to be considered a place where you live? So says Mar Rav Amar makom pita, it's a place where you eat. That is how we define dira. Shmuel Amar makom lina, and Shmuel says no, a place where a person sleeps. That's how we define where he actually lives. So the Gemara challenges from dinam avei ruve tchumin meisvei. So we ask, there's a brice that talks about establishing Tchum Shabbos, where it says Haroim Vakayotzin Vaburgonin Vishomrei Aperos. If you have shepherds, or you have people who guard your Te'enim that are lying out to dry in the field, or you have guardmen, people who guard the city, or Shomrei Peros, people who guard the Peros out in the field, Bizman Shedarkon Lolan Be'ir, if they would normally spend all day out in the field and then in the evening they come back into the city and that's where they sleep, even though when Shabbos started which is the time of that your Kona Shvisa, they were out in the field, still we don't consider the field their house. We don't consider the field their makom of residence. Rather, harehin ka anshei ha'ir. They have a tchum Shabbos like the anshei ha'ir, meaning you measure the 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. The whole city is like Arba Amos for them. See, if their makom of residence was outside of the city, you'd have to measure the 2,000 amos from there, and the whole city would not count as Dalet Amos. Because if your residence is outside of the city, it's 2,000 amos, and if it ends in the middle of the city, it ends in the middle of the city. So it's only if your residence is in the city that the entire city can count as Dalet Amos. So we say, they're Ka'an She'ir, B'zman Shadark and Lolan B'sada. But if they typically sleep out in the field, then Yesh Lam Alpayim Amos L'Kol Ruach, then all they get is 2,000 amos. So even though they eat in the city, so it sounds like the makom that they're shoves, which is the field. Even though they eat in the city, they're not like the anshei ha'ir. So you see clearly in this brisa that it's makom lina that's goreim and not makom achila. So it's a kashan rav. Rav said makom pita goreim, and here you see very clearly it's wherever they sleep that determines what's considered their home. Says more not that sanaraya hasam and ansadi dimamtulu rifta hasam tvei nichalu. We know for sure that if you would be able to bring them food to the place where they sleep out in the field, they would prefer that much more than going back into the city to eat, because they need to constantly be on guard. They need to be guarding whatever it is that they're guarding, and they're sleeping there every single night. And it's only because there's not easily accessible food out in the field that they have to schlep into the city to eat. But in that case, we know where they really want to be, We know where they're really koveya themselves, and that is out. Meaning, when we talk about makom lina or makom pita, those are indicators, not definitions. Meaning, if I know that a person considers something his primary home, so then as I don't have to look at what, so where does he eat, where does he sleep. I know what he considers his primary home. If I'm not sure what he considers his primary home, so then I can get involved. Okay, well, let's see. Where does he eat? Where does he sleep? And we can figure it out from there. But in that case, we know what people consider to be their primary home. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmiel li hashmaita. I never heard this quote from Rav, that mokom pita is gorem. I never heard that Rav said it, because again, Rav Yosef often doesn't remember having heard things, because he got sick and he forgot all of his learning. So Amar Abaye, atam neilon, v'aham neilon. You taught it to us, and you told it to us in the following context. If you have different brothers that all eat on their father's shulchan, but they go back to sleep in their own personal homes, so and they were all in the same chatzer, and there are other residents of the chatzer as well, so when they come to make an eruv chatzeros, trichin eruv lekol echad ve'echad, each of them needs to contribute to the eruv. They're not considered a single unit. Why? Because each one has their own home. So even though they all eat together in their father's home, and we asked you, is this a raya that makom lina gorim, that you see that where you sleep makes all the difference? Va'amrit lan, and then you, Rav Yosef, answered to us, Allah am Ravi dam Rav b'mekabli pras shanu, that about that Mishnah, Rav explained that we're talking about a case not where they actually eat in the father's house, but where they're supported from the father's table, but they go back to eat in their own home. So the makom of their father is actually not their makom pita either. So since that's not their makom pita, so we go with what their actual home is. So it turns out that according to Rav, our Mishnah is talking about five brothers that are makabel pras, but don't actually eat al shulchan avihem. So since the Mishnah said that if the Erev were to come to them, or they don't have other diurim together with them, they don't need to make an Erev. It turns out that even being supported from the same table, from the same father, is enough to combine the brothers for that purpose. Now, as far as participating in the Eruv, Enochinami, they each have to participate. If they're going to give the Eruv to somebody else, they each have to contribute their own box of matzahs. But if they are all there is in that chatzer, then the Mishnah said that's good enough to combine them. So, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa that discusses other types of mekablei pras, other types of people that receive support from a single place. Let's say a person has five different wives that live in the same chatzer, but each one has their own home in that chatzer, and they all get supported by the same husband. Or a person has five different avadim that live in the same chatzer, but again, each one has his own apartment, and they're his own house, but they're all supported by their master. So it's a machlokas tanayim, whether they're allowed to be metaltel between the homes and from the home to the chatzar without an eruv. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira, matir benashim va'osar ba'avadim. The women do not asr tiltel on the husband, nor on each other, and you don't need to make an eruv with them, but the avadim do asr on their master and on each other, and they do need to make an eruv. Apparently, women are more connected to the husband than the avadim are to the master. There's a principle called Ishto Kigufo. It's a principle in particular areas of halacha, but nevertheless it reflects a much closer relationship, and therefore women are nimshach acharabal. If they're supported by the husband, they're considered part of the husband's household, whereas avadim are not kigufo shalbal, and therefore they're not nimshach achara adon. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava matir ba'avadim va'osar benashim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says the exact opposite, that by avadim they're allowed to be metaltal without an eruv, but not by not Nashim. Nashim are not unless they make an Eruv. Some Rav, my time is Rabbi Ben Bava, Tichsiv, V'Daniel, Bisrat Malka. Where did Rabbi Ben Bava get the idea that Avadim are more connected? Because the Pasuk in Sefer Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar elevated Daniel over all the other Sarim, the Pasuk says, V'Daniel, Bitra Malka. He was in the Shar Beis HaMelech, meaning wherever Daniel was, he was always thinking about the Shar Beis HaMelech, because he was supported by the Melech, and he was Meshubah to the Melech. So it's as if he's constantly there. So you see that an Eved that's Mekabel Pras Mirabo is always tuffel to the Rabbo because that's where he's mentally. I mean, Daniel didn't spend all that much time in the Shar Beis HaMelech. He's probably learning Torah most of the time. But he always knew that he had to be connected to the Shar Beis HaMelech. So says Mar Pshita, the following case are Pashut. Ben Eitzel Aviv Kida Amaran, that a son that lives in the same chatzar as the father and is supported by the father, well, that was our Mishnah, that he's Nimshach after the father and he does not need to make an Eruv between the father and the son. Isha Eitzel Balav Eved Eitzel Rabba Oplotet Rabbi Dibbisev Rabbi Dibben Bava. As far as a woman with her husband or Avadim with their master, okay, we already had that Machlokas. Which one? One of the two is going to be considered connected with the Baal, but which one is a Machlokas between Rabbi Dibben Seira and Rabbi Dibben Bava? Talmud Eitzel Rabbo Mai. What about a Talmud that lives in the same chatzar as his Rebbe? So what's the din? Do we assume that he's Nimshach after his Rebbe and they don't need to make an Eruv between them? Or do we assume, no, that they asr on each other, they do require an Eruv? So Tashma, the Rav Bei Rabbi Chia, that Rav, when he was in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chia and he lived in the same chatzar and he received support from him, Amar Eino Nutzrichon La'arev Sharei Anu Somchen Al Shulchanu Shal Rabbi Chia. He said, we don't need to make an Eruv because we are supported by Rabbi Chia. He runs the yeshiva and he supports the Talmidim. Rabbi Chia, Bei Rabbi, and Rabbi Chia, when he was learning in Rabbi's Beis Medrash, Amar Eino Nutzrichon La'arev Sharei Anu Somchen Al Shulchanu Shal Rabbi. He said, we also don't need to make an Eruv because we're some on the shulchan of Rabbi. So a couple of things over here. We had this fundamental machlokas makom pita or makom lina. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Meiri point out that the ikar achila that's koveya for such a determination is where you eat on Shabbos. So talmidim who live in the Rebbe's house and they eat on the weekday in different houses, but on Shabbos they all eat together bebeis rabbam. The arrangement is that they eat in the Rebbe's house on Shabbos, they do not aser the chatzar because the makom achila is makom achila on Shabbos. We look for your makom of residence on Shabbos. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Harav Paskins in Simon Shin Ayin, that b'nei chatzar that eat on Shabbos in one house do not need to make an eruv, even though throughout the week they each eat in their own rooms because they're considered to be residents of the same house. Similarly, someone who has two houses in two different chatzeros, one of them he eats and the second one he lives in, he asers the chatzar that he eats in on Shabbos, but not the chatzar of the other one, because in that one he's considered to be like a guest. So the Meiri just adds, and hu adin on sukkahs. If all of the residents of the chatzar eat in one sukkah, in the chatzar of the bayis, they're not considered, they don't need an eruv on Shabbos of sukkahs, because the achila on Shabbos is koveya, and therefore it's considered that they're all ochel bebayis echad. You have a lot of times like this, where you have a communal sukkah for an apartment building, that the apartment buildings build one sukkah for all of the residents of the building. Now, normally, on a normal Shabbos, they're considered to be all different residents, but maybe the fact that they're all eating in the same place on the Shabbos of sukkahs, that's going to combine them together. There is a further discussion in Achronim. So Rav says, Makom Pita Goreim. What if there is no Makom Pita? Is Makom Lina at least a default position if you don't have a Makom Pita? The Ksosa Shulchan is not sure. Someone has a makom kavua to sleep. He doesn't have a makom kavua for achila, or he eats in a house that's clearly not his. So, do we assume? Does Rav assume that makom lina would then be considered his makom dira when he doesn't have a makom achila? So, in the Tshuvas Pitzela Chachmi says it's over pashut that Rav would be moda that anyone who doesn't have a makom achila is considered that his makom dira is his makom lina, and therefore, let's say someone is fasting on Shabbos, he would ask on the bnei chatzar, even though on that Shabbos his house is not his makom achila, because his house has become his makom dira and his makom lina because he doesn't have a makom achila. Meaning, let's say I'm not eating today, so if I'm not eating, maybe I don't have a dira in this chatzar. No, you're still here, you're still living here. Meaning, we would then turn to the makom lina to determine what is what is Malkum Dira? What is Malkum Dira is? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that Yom Kippur has a din like Shabbos as far as Erev Chatzeros. How could Yom Kippur have a din like Shabbos? How could they require an Erev Chatzeros? There's no Malkum Pita on Yom Kippur. No, there is. There's Malkum Lina. There's a Malkum, and as long as there's a Malkum Lina, certainly that would be the default position. This fits very nicely with the idea that we mentioned before, that it's not that Malkum Lina is Goreim per se, or Malkum Pita is Goreim. Those are indicators. Where you live is Goreim. What's called where you live? How do we define it? If I'm not sure, then we look at those indicators. So if you're not going to eat anything, you're still living, so we have to figure out where your makom of living is. So the Rov Rishon and Pasen like Rav, that makom achila is Goreim, because the rule in all of Shas is Hilchsa Kirav be Isuri. So this is Isur Vahater, so we Pasken like Rav. And that's certainly the way the Rambam Pasens, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rov Rishon and Paskin like that. However, the Rokeach writes that if there are many people that live in a single bayis and each one sleeps in a separate room and they use the chatzar together, each one needs to participate in the Eruv. So the Atzei Almogim is medayik from that, that the halach is like Shmuel, that it's Makom Lina Gorim. So yes, why doesn't he pass like Rav that Hilchsak Rav be Yisuris, so shouldn't we pass like Rav that Makom Pita Gorim? And also the Rokeach himself passes like Rav elsewhere. So he says that the Svar of the Rokeach is that Rav is Moda, that Makom Lina Goreim. Rav is only adding that Af Makom Achila is Goreim. So the Rokeach is passing it, Pnei Chatzar Aser, when the Makom Achila is in different places and they sleep in separate rooms. So that's why even Makom Lina is Goreim, meaning he passes at both, that either Makom Lina or Makom Achila is Goreim. That Rav, that of course Makom Lina is your primary place to live, and it's a question of whether also Makom Achila. Also, there are a number of Rishonim that explain that Shmuel would be molded to Rav, that Makom Achila is Goreim. It's just that he said, meaning the exact opposite, that it's Af Makom Lina Goreim. The Rashba and the Ritva say that no, just like according to Rav, Makom Achila alone, that's it. So too, according to Shmuel, Makom Lina alone. So that's the discussion of whether each one is just adding an additional element, or that they're totally diametrically opposed, is plays out in Rishonim in both directions. Okay, so now as far we also mentioned as far as Nashim and Avadim, that which ones are considered to be more connected to the master. So the Rishonim are medayik from the fact that Rav explained the sheet of Rabbi Ben Bava, and he didn't explain the sheet of Rabbi Ben Beseira, that it must be that Rav paskins like Rabbi Ben Bava that Avadim do not aser. However, the Rambam paskins like both Shitos Lahakel, that both Avadim and Nashim do not aser. So the other Rishonim are bothered. How can you paskin like both Lahakel? You can't grab the kulas on both ends. So the Rush explains within the Shitos Rambam that it's not Shtei Kulos Asosro Zuazu, because they're two totally separate Svaras. Rabbi Ben Beseira is matter by Nashim because Ishto Kigufo. Avadim he asers because Neved is Eino Kigufo. He's not like the Kufo the Adon. Rabbi Ben Bava is matir by Avadim because they're meshuba to the avoda of their master. So it's considered that they're always thinking about where they need to be and they're connected to their master. So since the halacha by Erevin is halacha k'divrei Mekel, and these two machlokas really have nothing to do with each other, it just happens to be that one of the Shitos in Tanaim saw Nashim as very connected and Avadim not so much, and the other saw Avadim as very connected and Nashim as not so much, but there's no relationship between how you view Nashim and how you view Avadim. So they're two independent machlokas, and therefore the Rambam is going to paskin lukula on both of them. And therefore the Karban Asanul writes on that Rush that it's not a real raya that Rav paskins like Rabbi Ben Bava from the fact that he doesn't explain Rabbi Ben Beseira, the logic for Rabbi Ben Beseira that Nashim don't aser. Maybe he didn't feel he needed to explain the discussion about Nashim, because it's possible that Nashim don't aser because a woman is Nimsha Chachar Baila because Ishto Kigufo, meaning the logic of why an Isha would be connected to Baila, maybe Rav didn't feel needed explanation. We know everywhere that Ishto Kigufo. Maybe he only felt you needed to explain why an Eved. So he quoted this pasuk in Daniel about the attitude that an Eved has and where an Eved's mind is typically at. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's paskening only like that Shita. You see, the Rambam paskened like both Shitas. Okay, back in the Gemara now. So we had said way back on Daf Lamed Beis that if you have five people that all join together in Eruv, and now they want to join combine their chatzar with another chatzar. So Erev Echad Lekulan, that one representative could join with the neighboring chatzar. So even though we had mentioned that way back when, Abaye raises the shaila anyway. Chamisha Shagavu Aseiruvan, five people join together in the Erev, Kishmalichan Aseiruvan, Lamakam Acher, when they want to join in an Erev with somebody else, Erev Echad Lekulan, Otsrichan Erev Lekal Echad Ve'Echad. Can they just do one Erev for all of them, or do they each need to contribute some bread to the Erev? Amalei Erev Echad Lekulan. And one of them could be a shliach for all of them, and he will join the Erev. Va'achin Dechi Gavu Dami, but in the case of Achin that receives support from their father, so they're considered like five people who've collected an Erev and are matir the Chatzar and Tiltal, because we said that by the brothers there, if there's no one else that lives in the Chatzar, that they don't need to do anything. So, and Vikatani Tzrichin Erev Lekal Echad Ve'Echad, and yet if there are other people that live in the Chatzar, each of the Achin does need to contribute bread to the Erev. So why is that any different than five people have already made an Erev? With the case in our Mishnah is that there are other people that live in the same chatzar as the brothers. So there was never a time where they were all just fine, where everything was mutter. Since those diurim aser on the father and on the brothers and require them to participate in an eruv, so the father and the brothers also aser on each other and have to participate in the eruv. That is unlike a case where you have five people that are the only residents of a chatzar and therefore all join in an eruv, and now they want to join with another chatzar. So then you could have just one representative. So Achinami Mistavra, that the basis of our Mishnah is this concept of Migo, that there are other residents of the chatzar that aser on them, so they aser on each other as well. The Katani Ema Saibis Man Shemalichin the Siruv Makom Acher Avul Maya Eruvin Bal Tzlam Al Shein Diurin Iman B'Chatzar Ain Shrich La'Ariv, because we said explicitly in the Mishnah that if nobody else lives in the chatzar, then they do not require an eruv. So it sounds like if there are other people that live in the chatzar, they do require an eruv. So obviously it's relying on this concept of Migo, that the other diurim aser on the brothers, so they aser on each other as well. So the fact that the Mishnah and the Reisha requires each of the brothers to participate in the eruv is because there are other diurim there, and it's based on this Migo, Shmamina, that is therefore a raya. So now another Shaila. B'nei Bei Rav, you have Talmidim that require their Rebbe, that learn in Yeshiva, Dachli Nahama Bebaga, they eat food in different places where they're hosted out in the Bika, Vasu Baisi Bebei Rav, but they come and they sleep in the Beis Medrash, which is within 2,000 amos of the Achsanya where they eat. So Kimashkinalu Tchuma, when you measure their Tchum Shabbos from their Makum Shvisa, to allow them to go 2,000 amos in every direction from their Makum Shvisa, how are you going to define their Makum Shvisa? Mi Bei Rav Mashkinalu, do you measure from the Beis Medrash, that's where they sleep? Or Mi Baga Mashkinalu, or do you measure from the place that they eat? Do we assume Makom Pita is the Iker? So Amalei Mashkinan Mi Bei Rav. So Sheshes responded, you measure from the Beis Medrash, that's the place where they sleep. So he said, how could you say that the Makom Lina is the Iker? Varino Sina Seruva B'toch Alpayim Amma Asi Ubayis Bebeisei D'mashkin Lut Chuma Meiruvei. But don't we learn that a regular person who makes an Erev Tchumin on Erev Shabbos puts his Erev within 2,000 Amos of the edge of the city in order that his Makom Shvisa should be in that place where his food is, so that he's able to go all the way to the city. And once he puts his Erev there, he comes and he sleeps in his house even before Shabbos starts. So we measure the Tchum from his Erev. Why? Because we're not looking at where he's sleeping. The whole concept of an Erev Tchum is you do what? You put food there. So apparently food determines your place of residence. That's how Erev Tchumen works. It's the ABCs of Erev Tchumen. So it says, Bahi Anan Sahadi Ubada Anan Sahadi. When you place an Erev, there's an Anan Sahadi, meaning we know what you had in mind. And in the case of the Talmidim, there's an Anan Sahadi, meaning everything depends on where you want to be your Ikur Makom Shvisa. So each one we assess differently. Bahi, when you make an Erev Tchumen Anan Sahadi Dimit Darle Hasam, that if you had a base dira to be there, to sleep there in the place where you placed the Erev Nichle, you wish you had a place, you wish you had a bed over there. You happen to not have a bed over there, so we follow the where the food is. And by the yeshiva bachram also there's an anan sadi that if the yeshiva offered meals, it would be even better. The bachram aren't interested in having to go somewhere else for the meals. It would be so much more convenient to have everything in the same building where they don't have to waste time from learning, and they'll be able to learn there and to live there. So again, this highlights the point. Makom dira is not determined by any particular thing. It's where you live. It's only when we're unsure about what is your ikar residence, then we look at makom pita, makom lina, that which would be. But fundamentally, what we're really looking at is where you consider yourself to live. And then the Gemara raises three questions about the relationship of Avu Bno and Rabbi Talmido. Avu Bno, a father and a son, but the sons live in their own homes and they just are supported from the father. Harav Talmido, or you have Talmidim that also live in their own homes, but they're supported from the Rebbe. So what about the following three halachas? Halacha number one, Kerabim Damu o Kayichidim Damu, meaning we have a mission that we're going to see in a couple of days, that if you have two chatzeru, Zulif Nimizu, the members of the inner chatzer go through the outer chatzer when they want to get out. So if the chatzeros belong to many people and the residents of the inner chatzer did not make their own eruv among themselves, they're regal ha'asura b'makoma. They're not allowed to do tiltal in the inner chatzer, so their drisas ha'regal that they have in the outer chatzer asks the people in the outer chatzer as well, even though the people in the outer chatzer did make an eruv. But if the chatzeros belong to yechidim, where only one person lives on the inner chatzer, since he's allowed to be metaltal in his chatzer without an eruv, he's a regel hamuteres b'makoma, and therefore his drisa regel is not going to asr in the outer chatzer. So Rabbi Bar Chama asks, what about avu bno, ravu talmido? Do we consider that a rabbim? Do we consider that a yachid? So is the fact that they live in the inner chatzer going to asr, and they don't make an eruv with each other, going to asra on the outer chatzer or not? A second shayla that he asked, avu bno and ravu talmido that live in a chatzer that doesn't have anyone else living there, tzrich an erev, oein tzrich an erev. Do they need to make an erev between themselves? Do they not require an erev between themselves? And then a third shayla, that we have a halacha that mavoi is only nitar belechi v'kora when you have batim v'chatzeros that open up into it, multiple homes and multiple chatzeros that open up into the mavui. Let's say mavui has two chatzeros, and in one of those chatzeros, a father and lives, and in the other chatzer, a son lives. So the son is supported from the father. So mavui shleih nita b'lach v'koro, nita b'lach v'koro. Is that called that you have two different residents of two different chatzeros that open up into that mavui, where it therefore becomes eligible to be hutar al yedei lechi v'koro? Samalei tenisua. He says we already have this in a brisa. Avu bno ravu tamidu b'zman she'ini mandirin harein ki yichidim. All three of those issues are dealt with directly in the Braisa. When there's no one else that lives with them, they're considered like yechidim as far as your first shayla, so their drisas haregel is not going to asr the outer chatzer. They do not need to make an eruv in a regular chatzer that no one else lives there, and their mavoi is nitar belechi v'kara. For that, they're considered like two separate chatzeros, even though one chatzer is the av and the other one is the ben, and the av supports the ben. Good, now we move on, next Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses Eruvei Chatzeros. Chamesh Chatzeros Psuchas Zulazu. You have five Chatzeros that open up into each other. Ooh, Psuchas the Mavui. And they also open up into the Mavui. Eruv B'Chatzeros V'lo Nishtatfu B'Mavui. They made an Eruv Chatzeros, but not Ushituvei Mavuo. So Mutarim B'Chatzeros, they're Mutar to be Metaltel in all the Chatzeros, because they made an Eruv with them. V'Asurim B'Mavui, but they're not allowed to be Metaltel in the Mavui, because they never made a Shituvei Mavuos. In order to be metaltal in the mavui, you need to make a shetuvim mavuos with all the bnei chatzeros. So even though they made an eruv between the different chatzeros, you cannot rely on that eruv in place of a shituf. Meaning, eruv chatzeros is only going to be matir the chatzeros; it's not matir the mavui. But if they did a shetuvim mavuos, then they could carry not only the mavui and the chatzeros as well. So what if one of the bnei chatzer or one of the bnei mavui forgot to participate? Eruv b'chatzeros v'shatuf b'mavui v'shatuf and one member did not participate, mutarin kanukan, they're all allowed to be metaltel. So we'll explain that. So if one of the bnei mavoi did not participate in the shituf, so mutarin bechatzeros vasurin b'mavoi, they're mutar in the chatzeros, but they're usher in the mavoi. Shamavil chatzeros kechatzer lebatim, just like it's usher to carry from batim to a chatzer without an eruv, so too it's usher to carry from a chatzer to a mavoi without a shituf. So if one of the members of one of the chatzeros forgot to participate in the shituf, all of them are not allowed to carry in the mavoi. So when you know something got ruined with your eruv chatzeros, but you still have a rock solid shituf emavuos, so then you can rely on that for everything. But when something got ruined with your shituf emavuos and you only have a solid eruv chatzeros, so then you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi. So now the Gemara tries to figure out who is the author of our Mishnah. Money, whose shita does our Mishnah follow when it says that if they made an eruv in the chatzeros but not a shituf emavuos, so they're not allowed to carry in the mavoi? Rameiri, damar bin an eruv ubin an shituf. That's Rameiri. Well, that you need both. Well, ema mitziyasa. But then we went on to say vim nishtaf mavoi mutarin kan ukan, that as long as you did a shituf emavuos, you're good for everything. Well, that's a son the rabbanan damri b'chadas agya. That's going like the rabbanan that one or the other is good enough, that you don't actually need to do both an eruv chatzeros and a shituf emavuos. So says Mara halokasha vim nishtafu namika amar, that what it means to say is that they were also mishtatev, meaning that din is a hemshech of the beginning of the Mishnah, and it's telling me that if in addition to the eruv in the chatzer they also had a shituf in the mavuos, then they're allowed to be metaltel in the chatzeros and in the mavoi. But if they did not have an eruv chatzeros, they only had a shituf in mavuos, then enochinami, we follow Rameir, the Mishnah's following Rameir, stam Mishnah Rameir, they're not allowed to be metaltel in the chatzer. Yeah, but then ema seifa, the seifa goes on to say eruv chatzeros and shatuf in mavoi v'shachach mechatzer v'lo eruv. They made an eruv and a shituf, but there was something wrong with the eruv. One of the members of the chatzer didn't participate in the eruv. Mutarim kanukan. We say, it's no problem. Hey chidami, idla batil. If we're talking about a guy who forgot to make the eruv, was not mevatel's rishus. Amai mutarim. Why is it mutar? We said that our mishnah is following our mayor. According to our mayor, you're not allowed to rely on your shituf if there's a problem with your eruv. El pshita the batil. So it must be talking about a case that he was mevatel rishus. But then ema seifa shachach mimnei mavoi v'lo nishtativ mutar mechatzeros v'asur b'mavoi. That if one of the members of the mavoi didn't participate in the shituf emavuos, it ruins everything. But vi the batil amai asur b'mavoi. But if these mevatel rishus, why does it ruin everything? Why can't you rely on that shituf emavuos? He's mevatel rishus. V'chitem k'saver amir ein bitl rishus b'mavoi. Oh, you're going to tell me that the whole Mishnah is following Rameir, and therefore, if you want to carry in the Mavo, you need to have a Shtuf and Mavo. If you want to carry in the Chatzor, you need an Erev Chatzeros. One does not cover the other. It's just that Bittul Rishus is a mechanism that's an effective mechanism for a Chatzor, but it's not an effective mechanism for a Mavo. So you want to tell me such a thing? Vatanya, but we have a Braisa that we had a few days ago with a Tzduki that lived with Ram Gamliel in the Mavo. Ram Gamliel told his children after Shabbos started, quick, be Mach in the mavoi before the tzduki takes his kelim out, and he's going to take his rishus. Shari bita lecham rishus to divrei meir. So you see, even in the mavoi, it's shayach bitul rishus. So the kasha comes back. Why does it say in the end of the mishnah that they're not allowed to be metalta in the mavoi if someone forgot to participate in the shituf? El pshita tlo batul. It must be that the case is he was not mevatul rishus. Umi the seifa blo batul reishin. I mean tlo batul. And therefore, in the case where someone forgot to participate in the eruv chatzeros, it's also a case where he was not mevatul rishus. So reisha v'seifa. Rabbi Meir, Mitzyasa Rabbanan. How could it be that the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah conform to Rabbi Meir Shita, and the middle of the Mishnah, where it says that if one of the Bnei Chatzeros forgot to make an Eruv, don't worry, it's fine, you're covered with your Shituf, follows the Rabbanan? Says Marano, Kula Rameir, he, the whole Mishnah is Rameir, but time in my Amr Rameir, being an Eruv, being a Shituf, why is it that you need both an Eruv and a Shituf? Shalol the Shakeach Torres Eruv Minatinokos. Because you don't want children to forget about the concept of Eruv. Vahacha, but if only one member of the Chatzar forgot to participate in the Eruv, given the Ruba Eruv lo mishtakcha. You don't actually need the Eruv to allow carrying. The only reason we need an Eruv in these cases is because we're afraid that Nishtakach Torah's Eruv, that Eruv is the concept of Eruv is going to be forgotten. Okay, so to address that, you have somewhat of an Eruv over here. It's just that one guy didn't participate. I'm Rabbi Damrav, lo tani psucha zulazu. Don't say in our Mishnah that the Chatzeros are open to each other. V'chein Rav Kana Rav, lo tani psucha zulazu, that Rav didn't learn our Mishnah as psucha zulazu. Pasu. So that Rav Khan himself didn't say it in the name of Rav. He himself said that it's not Psuchasulazu. So I'm by the Rav Yosef, my time in the Rav Lotani. Why is it that the Rav did not Psuchasulazu? Why didn't he learn that it's talking about that they open up to each other? Kasavar kol shituf shein machniso motzi derek psachim b'mavoy lav shmei shituf. Any shituf that you're not machnis the bread that you're mishtatev through the Pesach of the chatzar to the mavoy and rather you just bring it from the chatzar where you are to the chatzar where you're putting the bread through the doorways between the chatzeros. That's not called a shituf. Meaning a shituf has to actually utilize the mavoy. So if the chatzeros were psucha zulazu, when they do their shituf, they could just go through the doorways from one chatzar to the other. That's not a valid shituf. So the Gemara challenges Eisve balabai sheyshutov l'shchenov lezebiyain lezebiyain ein shrich l'arif. If you already anyway have a partnership with the other members, we already learned you don't need an eruv. So that's difficult for us. Why does that work? There's no utilization of the mavoy. Hasam da afkei v'ayli. So says Gemara, no. Over there we're talking about that you bring the barrel for each from each of the chatzeros into the mavoy, and so it's not that would be able to join everybody together. Okay, Beit Hashem, we'll pick up with this conversation again tomorrow about whether the chatzeros are psucha zulazu or not. Beit Hashem, we'll pick up with that. Have a good day.